Agents.com today.
So we meet again here on these airwaves, America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good one so far, a couple days into this work week. At least I hope you're working. I know that there still is 8.5% unemployment if you're not. Keep your chin up, if you know what I mean. From the Give Me a Break category, we're going to dive into this. The White House will not release the $328,000 photo opportunity that jilted New Yorkers. How does the president justify this? What happened to transparency? We'll talk about it. Time to become an inventor. I think Matt Johnson and I are going to go out and maybe we need to quit our jobs and try to develop something for the Internet. Apple is now in talks to buy Twitter for $700 million. Did you hear that figure? $700 million. You have 140 characters. It's people that just type in, just walked by the president. I feel starstruck. I'm on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And crazy things like that. Hey, Ashton Kutcher, he loves it. Other people do, too. And I don't know how many users they have. If Facebook has 200 million, they probably have double that amount. Britain publishes a list of banned people. Yeah, banned people. Talk show host Michael Savage makes the list. Check this out in London. I didn't even know they had this. In London, they actually bar people for what they call fostering extremism or hatred. How do you determine that? And we'll talk about some of the things that Savage has said. Specifically, we know it was his comment about the Koran, I'm sure, that went full tilt in England and led to the ban of Savage. Does that mean they tell him if he gets on an airplane and decides to fly over there, you can't come into this country? That's what it means. Carrie Prejean, who is the Miss California contestant that has been has had people emailing this show for the most in the 3+ years I've been doing this, and lots of opinions across the board on all kinds of talk shows, radio and TV shows, about Miss California because of the comments, you know, that were made when she was asked by Perez Hilton about gay marriage, and people were either totally behind her or totally against her and wanted to rip her head off, that kind of stuff. Well, now there is a chance she could be dethroned. The tiara could come off her head. It's always the photos that knock you down, ladies. Yeah, the directors of the Miss California USA pageant looking into whether or not Carrie Prejean violated her contract or not by working with a national group opposed to gay marriage. And now she also posed semi-nude when she was a teenage model. And when they say semi-nude, I heard about these photos and I thought, oh, no, here we go. Vanessa Williams. It was nothing like that. She had covered her top and was sort of turned. It was kind of a cheesecakey photo. Nobody knows any of the details of this because, of course, her people are saying they're unaware of the clause and all that other sort of stuff. But you do have to sign a 12-page contract when you are a prospective contestant. And one of the clauses is you have to be in accordance with the highest ethical and moral standards. And if they've ever been photographed nude or partially nude. Oh, my. Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm just going to tell you, I still support the girl. I support her. I do. I don't know about you. You can chime in later on the show. Keep these digits handy. 800-259-5791. I think Matt just likes that song. In the meantime, we also have this sad story. A Texan dying of swine flu, but yet the schools are reopening all over the place. It's been a switch around. Originally, fear, 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 scrub down the schools. Somebody has swine flu. There's confirmed cases. Everybody get out of here. The hazmat team's out. Everybody has masks on. Now, all of a sudden, they, being United States health officials, have decided, yeah, you know what, schools can open up. So St. Francis, which originally was the school where the kids, you remember in New York, had gone to Cancun, came back, and thus came up with, many of them, came up with a swine flu or H1N1, And that school's open, and some of the schools in Texas as well. So the vacation, short-lived. Originally, it was indefinitely. Then there were some schools that said May 11th, and now they have to go back to school. Bummer for some of them, I'm sure. What does that mean about the swine flu? Does that mean that our fears should be alleviated? Because yet we have this one case in a border town of a woman who's about 30, dies from it, but had a weakened immune system anyway. So does that dismiss what happened with her? We'll talk about that, too. Also, it's on, baby. Starbucks and McDonald's. Who has the better coffee? Well, check this out. I was reading Advertising Age today, and it just cracks me up some of the things that companies spend money on. McDonald's is spending $100 million to try to figure out the best route to go with their coffee to pounce on Starbucks. I'm going to tell you right now, McDonald's premium is better than anything that I've gotten at Starbucks. Anything. We already have our leadoff man, Sam, in Montreal. Let's go right to him. Hello, Slam and Sammy.
Well, you see, we've also got a chain of donut shops here called Tim Hortons, and they also make a pretty mean cup of coffee.
Yeah, Hortons is good. I've had Hortons coffee, but lo and behold, you don't get that in a lot of places in the States.
Well, you can get it because they try to expand into, like, border towns in the States. Like, I know they have some in, as my friends, my relatives who are think they're so good because they're from Toronto. Buffalo. You can get it there.
I'll agree to that Buffalo.
Yeah, I met a lot of nice people from Buffalo. By the way, I don't know if you've heard, but there are some university students from Montreal who are quarantined in China.
Yes.
Because they're being checked out, you know, just to make sure they don't have this swine flu. Right. And they were talked to today on the French media, and a lot of them are saying, you know, okay, we can understand, but at the same time, they're going nuts. Because, you know, there's nothing to do. I mean, they're letting them, I've seen it on the news. They're letting them, like, play pool or, you know, send text messages and whatever. But it's
they're
like,
stuck.
What?
They're stuck in the hotel.
Right. They're stuck in the hotel. They're stuck in the hotel doing nothing. So it's like, and I don't know if you've heard, but in Alberta, there was a crop of pigs. Obviously, I'm not up on
right. That came up with it because of a worker.
Yeah.
And transferred it to, it was over 200 plus pigs that they quarantined. Yeah.
Right.
We talked about that on the show. Absolutely. And that's why they were picky with the students from Canada because they're concerned.
Well, if they know anything about geography, and I know you've been up. Yeah, I know you've been up here up here to our nice and big country because some Americans still have this thing that we're a little blip on the map.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to lash out my frustrations, but there's some Americans who still have this thing that we sing God Save the Queen when the only time we sing it is when either the Governor General or Her Majesty is in. Because
right.
And you've been to a couple of hockey games in your day.
That's great. Hockey in Canada is the best. Absolutely. Sam, we're up against it, buddy. Thanks for the call. Sorry about those Canadian students. That's rough on them. It's just like we talked about that plane from Mexico and how they had to do the infrared system and the search and everything else, and Mexico finally sent a chartered plane to them because they were sick of it. But China, remember, they had SARS, so they're extra paranoid. Speaking of paranoid, you know that feeling you get about pot? No, I'm not talking about smoking pot. Schwarzenegger debating the pot issue. That's coming up later on the show. Ed Butowski next on
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition.com. Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-888-8888. 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Yeah, ultimately, it is about the money, isn't it? Everybody trying to figure out ways to make it. Tell you what, it was a wild day on the Hill. And no doubt Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, is used to getting grilled. So Congress is there battering him around about our very fragile economy. Bernanke responds and says, actually, it looks like they're having a little bit of a bounce back, or the United States is having a bounce back from the, quotes, recession. But Senator Charles Schumer was looking for some meat. Here's what he said.
How do the benefits of prolonging the suffering of consumers outweigh the costs of forcing these banks to immediately improve predatory credit card practices? And I say that as somebody who respects you and admires you, but is very frustrated about this issue and was disappointed in your answer to Senator
Dodd. Well, Senator, I'm frustrated as well, and I don't think our positions are as far apart as you seem to think. First of all, we did pass, of course, very extensive changes in disclosures and regulation, which included among them a virtual ban on the issue we're talking about, which is retroactive interest rate increases on existing balances. We can question the exact amount of time we left for them to restructure their business plans and so on, but that was the intention, and I note that Congress is also putting delays into their proposed credit programs. I'm very concerned.
Excuse me, but the congressional delays are not close to as long as yours.
He got to love that. Schumer had to get that kick in there. He certainly wasn't the only one. Like I said, it's just raw meat. It's perfect. You step up and he's an easy target anyway, regardless. And this was before Congress's Joint Economic Committee. We got more on that coming up later around the bend. Pleased to be joined by Ed Witowski. He, of course, is an investment guru. Joining us here on ATN, because I know these guys get up at the crack of dawn, so he probably had to take a little cat nap before he joined us on the show. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. You do sound awake, though, Ed, so I'm saying that I know you get up early, so we appreciate that, man. What do you think? This is usually what we see. Bernanke, you know, testifying. This comes up, of course, and he's an easy target for this, but are we having a little bit of a bounce back? Is he right at all, or that's just good jive talking?
No, I mean, there's no question that we're having a bounce back. And you see the market reacting. But I think the market's really reacting to things not being as bad as people had thought. I mean, you're seeing the stock market move. It had moved down to a level that basically was pricing in almost the end of the world, quite frankly. I mean, everyone thought everything was just going to keep going lower and lower, and that nothing was right. And the markets overreact on the upside just like they do on the downside. In terms of Bernanke, you know, I go back and forth with this man. I mean, I think he does a good job. In light of what's been going on right now, I think he's been doing an excellent job. But he goes up there and gets on the hill, and everyone goes after him. And it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. Everybody seems to be after this guy all the time.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's what I said. It's no matter what he says or no matter what he does, it's sort of a lose-lose situation for him, period, unless everything's happy-happy and people have a ton of money in their pocket. I guess they're not. That's kind of what it is. They're not going to go after him, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. Okay, so is this a good time? You know, a lot of people pulled out of the market or rolled into cash. Is this a time to, you know, have we seen the bottom? Is this a time to dip your toe in or what?
Well, I mean, you ask a great question. I mean, first of all, have we seen the bottom? Yes, I believe that we've seen the bottom on the equity markets. I think that you are probably going to see a rally towards the end of the year. The way I see this, and nobody ever likes to guess where this is going to go day by day, because basically the market is like a downed electrical wire at this point, and it just is flip-flopping all over the place. And until the energy comes out of it, which we're starting to see, you're going to continue to see it flip-flop all over the place. And so anybody who's looking to invest, obviously they have to have a long-term horizon, you know, things that you hear about all the time, and know that the moment you invest, the market's going to go down.
Yeah.
And you just got to be prepared for that. But most importantly, I think we'll have a really nice end of the year, but again, because things aren't as bad as they had been forecasted. And next year, I think you'll see a 20-30% gain in the overall market.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you tell people, you give them advice. I called you an investment guru, and you send clients in different directions and that sort of thing. But if you were giving advice, isn't it best to also, even if I have a guy like you, to school myself, to be up on things, to read some of the financials? Isn't that the best advice, too?
Well, reading the financials, yes. I mean, here is one of the biggest problems I see for most investors. They get a little too micro. They try to read just a little too much. And reading things and knowing what's going on day by day, that's not what investing is about. I mean, the genius of investing is recognizing the direction of trends. And what goes on day by day and hour by hour is really not that relevant. What is relevant is by diversifying a portfolio, having investments whose correlations are real low to each other, meaning that not everything is going to go up and down together. Know that you must have in your portfolio some things that aren't going to work all the time, because if everything worked all the time together, everything would go up together and everything would go back down together. And be realistic in what your expectations are. But reading and keeping up to date day by day, as I stated earlier, just I don't see the significance in that. I think the significance is having investments whose risks are different. That's the key to this.
Yeah, so it is diversity in the portfolio, like you said. So you've got some things that might be down a little bit, but then you have other things that are up, and that kind of, I guess, takes some of the risk out of it anyway, right?
Well, that's the only way you do this. I mean, if you follow the endowment approach, there's a book, by the way, an excellent book. I have nothing to do with it other than promote it because I think it's fantastic. And a really wonderful guy wrote it, and it's called The Ivy Portfolio. And The Ivy Portfolio does a magnificent job of explaining how Harvard and Yale, who are really thought as the best practices in our business, manage money. And what they do is they have investments whose risks are different. Not everything is in the equity market, not everything in the bond market. And, you know, a lot of it is in there, but making sure that you reduce your risk by owning lots of different investments that have low correlations to each other. That's the key to managing money.
Yeah. And speaking of money, just in general, this comes up all the time on this show. You know, there's a big summit meeting, you know, whatever it was, the G20, and the conversation is about, will we have a global global coin, cash, whatever, that everybody uses. Let's go global. That was suggested. That was thrown out there. And of course, a lot of people don't want to see the dollar go away. But when the dollar trends down and then everybody gets scared, there's that kind of a conversation. I personally don't think it's going to go away. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to go away either. I just don't see it. I don't see the reason for it. And I think it's just another... I don't know. I think it's another way for people just to waste their time talking about it, because I'm not saying that we're wasting our time, so don't think about that. But, you know, people really do spend a lot of time talking about issues like this, and I think they need to spend more time on real issues. And this one, I don't believe, is, you know, even begins to become something we need to be concerned about.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I say that all the time. It comes up a bunch because you'll get these juicy headlines, somebody... And it'll be a world leader that says something about going global, and then the conversation comes up, and you go to XE.com, and you start to look at what the euro is against the dollar and all that sort of stuff, and then that's how that all happens. Hey, Ed, we appreciate the time. If somebody wants to email you, where can they email you?
You can email me at ed@chapwoodinvestments.com.
All right, ed@chapwoodinvestments.com. Ed, again, thanks. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, and so you heard what Ed had to say. He gave you some great advice. One, I'm always looking for good reads, and he said the Ivy portfolio. I'm somebody who tries to look at the trends, because I decided a couple of years ago that I had to school myself in the art of figuring out where to invest, whether I say this all the time on the show, whether you have just a tiny, tiny bit of money or you have a lot of money. You can take a small, and I'm talking a small amount of money, and make something with that. Of course, as he said, there's the ups and the downs, so you have to know the trends. And I think the more that you start to read and follow charts and all that sort of stuff, the better you get at looking down the road, and then you get investment advice from somebody who's been in the game and somebody you trust. And I think you read as much as you can from people who have done it so well. That's why Warren Buffett, he is like a sage. You know, people follow him around just lapping up everything that he says, because he's made a lot of money. And he does offer some sound financial advice. Reading the annual reports from his company, Berkshire Hathaway, that's the first thing that I started to do. And I started to see things and listen to some of the things that Warren Buffett said. Anyway, interesting, fascinating stuff. We're going to dive more into what Bernanke had to say today and some more of the abuse that he took, obviously, on the Hill. Coming up on the flip side, though, we're going to talk about the Internet and how people are making money all over the place. I just talked about those Twitter guys, $700 million if that deal goes through. Wow, that's just crazy cash.
Show me the money!
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat.
and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The internet as a political medium, viable?
Yeah, it's like the only one left, Sam.
But there's 80 billion things on it.
Yeah, but if you know where to look, after you do the big search, this is what I found out by going on there. It just takes your mind and then you live in there forever. You can never come out.
Never gone searching.
Oh my God, it's just, it opens up the whole universe. It's so awesome. You would love it. Anything you want to know.
The wife loves it. I would love it. Where do you punch the little buttons and things?
You just click on this thing. The thing is, you got to be able to read. So you have to have strong glasses when you're over 50. And then you just scroll down and click. It's not that hard. I can show you how to do it.
No, thanks.
You got to love that. The great Larry King. He was interviewing Roseanne Barr, and the conversation turns to the internet. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And how ironic is this? Larry King, one of his websites, was actually done by our next guest, who's just terrific. I mean, if he can totally sell you on what you need to do to get going on the internet. Scott Fox joins us now. He had a super runaway hit book called Internet Riches, and now he's got a new one out as well, E-Riches 2.0. Scott, great to talk to you again on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
Did you just love that little Larry King clip?
Absolutely. As you said, I worked with Larry a couple of years ago, and he's not the most technically advanced guy, but he is an awfully nice man.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And I love that about him, though, that he copped to that. Like, yeah, the wife loves it, but, you know, I just don't know too much about it. And actually, he's very interactive. His show is incredibly interactive. They really utilize the internet. They take all kinds of chats and stuff when he's on the air now. So they know what they're doing with that show anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Larry, you know, to his credit, he told me, he said, look, interactivity is nothing new. I've been doing it on the air for 30 years. And he's right.
Yeah.
This is just the internet's late to the party, right?
Exactly. Well, you're certainly an expert in this, and you use your personal experiences and the success that you've had of building a multi-million-dollar e-business, all kinds of e-businesses, I guess. You've had small website startups and giant ones like Larry King, big name people and that sort of stuff. Did you ever think, though, it would explode the way that it has for you?
You know, I have to say I did. I first got involved with the Internet over 15 years ago when I was in graduate school at Stanford University in Silicon Valley, and it just made sense to me because it's a communications medium, and people like nothing better than to communicate, and this makes it easier for people to find each other. And in the early days, it was mostly just about socializing, but then business came along. Whenever you've got an audience, you've got a market, and of course, you know, commerce and capitalism followed, and it's not just me that's made money, obviously. There's fortunes being created all the time online. I'm not a get-rich-quick guy, but anybody with a good idea these days has a shot.
Yeah, tell me about the new book. What's the focus here?
Well, thanks for asking. The new book it's called E-Riches 2.0, and it's about online marketing. So my first book, as you mentioned, Internet Riches, was about how to build a website business. It could teach anyone, even non-technical people, how to get started online. So this sequel book, E-Riches 2.0, it's about all the new tools that are available online, from email and blogs to Facebook and Twitter and all the fancy, more technical stuff. These are all free tools that can help business people attract a profitable audience online. So it's the plain English guide to modern marketing, I'd say.
Yeah, at the very least, Scott, I don't know that you can do a business, any kind of a business, without at least having some sort of website at your disposal. I don't know that you can do that anymore because people automatically ask you for a website. They don't even ask for your digits anymore. They want your website, right?
Yeah, that's right. I guess if you had a real small town donut shop or something, you might be able to do it. But even then, there are opportunities to be online. You could build your audience and build communities around how tasty your donuts are and, you know, the local community. And the fact is the customers are there. And I know it's hard for business people, you know, especially small business people. Everybody's got enough to do. And you're just getting used to the idea that you need a website. But it turns out there's all these folks online. And if you're not there, your competitors are, frankly.
Yeah, you mentioned social networking, and you talk about it in your book, Twitter, Facebook, that kind of stuff. How big has that become?
Oh, it's bigger. That's one I would have to say to your earlier question. It's gotten even bigger than I would have imagined. It turns out people love to talk to each other, and that may be the killer app, actually, is this interpersonal communication. Facebook now over 200 million users worldwide. Many other social networking sites growing double digits weekly. You've got just an explosion here. They haven't all made money yet. Of course, that's the trick with this stuff, but it's hard for me to imagine with an audience of 200 million people that you're not going to find a lot of different ways to make money. Just like everyone poo-pooed Amazon.com and eBay back 10 or 15 years ago, you know, now those are big, big contributors to our economy.
Yeah, you know, on my Facebook, I had to kind of be dragged into it. It was just because I was so busy, Scott, and finally I had a business partner that said, you have to do this. You have no choice. I don't care what you say. We're making you sit down and do this. And within 2 weeks, there were 500 people on there. I knew a lot of them. There were media people, et cetera, including, and I have to think, and she's doing this brilliantly, her name's Lisa Scottolini, and she's a well-known author from Philadelphia, and she writes best-selling books. They pop up on the New York Times, you know, bestseller list. She writes about a lawyer and takes twists and turns, murder and this and all this other sort of stuff. And she's got all kinds of stuff on the Facebook pages of meeting people and going out to book signings. And I think she draws even bigger crowds through Facebook.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Facebook is really, it's really a tool to automate what we used to call networking. Like networking 20 years ago was going like to a cocktail party and meeting people and exchanging business cards. Well, what Facebook and LinkedIn and even Twitter, a lot of these tools, they just automate all that stuff. So you can meet where you used to meet maybe a dozen people in a good night. You can meet hundreds, and those people's friends can meet you too. And as a business owner, it's really a marketing opportunity. That's what the new book is about. Just like you did. You're a media person. Get out there and meet those people and friends of friends, and they tell two friends and they tell two friends, and pretty soon you've got customers showing up.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And there's just limitless how far your mind can expand as to what kind of a business you can do. It doesn't take that much to put together an e-commerce business, is it? It's not that hard.
That's right. Well, I talk about that in my first book. There's a $25 budget outlined, and frankly, these days, things have moved even faster. You could get started on Facebook. There's an example in my new book of a business that started on Facebook, and the tools are free. I mean, you need, of course, you need a computer and an internet connection, and you have to know how to hunt and peck your way around a keyboard. But these tools really, they are free, and the companies are making money, of course, on selling ads on the pages that you create for them. So you're kind of partners there, whether you like it or not. But with no capital, you can get online and you know, reach the whole planet. I talk about this all the time on my blog at scottfox.com. It's a major topic, is success stories of people who've gotten online, made money, maybe not billionaires or zillionaires, but, you know, doing well and having a good time pursuing something that they enjoy doing.
Yeah, do you mentor people in this? In other words, I would assume that you're also a consultant to a lot of people. We mentioned the Larry King thing, but I would assume just even to some regular Joes you might be a mentor. Are you?
I do, yeah, thanks. I do that. I don't do as much as I'd like. I really enjoy it, but my schedule is just such I can't do as much one-on-one as I'd like. It's actually more efficient for me to write books and to blog and to, you know, I have free email newsletters at scottfox.com and publicize and then do radio like this. I really am trying to help people. I give the money for my books to charity, as you may recall. You know, I think this is the opportunity of our generation, and to not be online these days, you're missing the opportunity to really make something of yourself, even if you weren't a computer science major.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with you. Hey, one of the things that you do, you're on the boards of the Technology Council of Southern California. What does that mean? What does the board do?
Well, that's an organization based here. I'm based in Los Angeles, as you know, and that's a local community organization that helps to nurture, as it implies, technology businesses in the Southern California region. So we run awards programs and mentoring programs and a lot of panel discussions and networking events to help trying to recreate all the success that they have up in Silicon Valley here in Southern California. There are other organizations like that around the country. I know there's a big one in Atlanta, for example, another one in Connecticut. There's a lot of folks that are trying to help people understand that the internet isn't just for techies anymore. It's really a platform that anybody can use to better their lives.
And you can make money blogging, can't you?
Yeah, you can. That's a crazy thing. It sounds like, you know, blogs, most people still think that that's basically like a daily journal or a diary, and that's how they started, and you can still use them that way. You can just, you know, write about silly things like what you had for lunch or something, but you can also use them as a business owner and talk about things that are relevant in your industry. So if you're a consultant or a lawyer or somebody with some expertise, you can write articles that demonstrate your expertise and attract clients doing that. Or if you're you own a business that sells a product or a service, you can write articles about that that customers then might find through search engines and position yourself, your company, and your products favorably in customers' minds. The new book, E-Rich, is full of examples of this. People can use blogs to make money lots of different ways. It turns out it's just a tool. You don't have to really know how it works, kind of like your car. You don't really have to know how the engine works, but it gets you to work every day. A blog is the same way.
Yeah, no kidding. How about the story about the Twitter guys? Apple might end up buying Twitter for $700 million. I mean, it's just in a conversation, but wow, that's crazy, huh?
It is crazy, but, you know, you look at the growth that those guys have had, and it's hard not to be impressed, isn't it?
Oh, I'm totally impressed. I can't believe it. Are you kidding? All the press?
Yeah.
They've gotten free publicity all over the place.
Yeah, right. They're publicity masters, no doubt about it. No
it's crazy,
about it.
Crazy. So if somebody wants to pick up your book, how do they do that?
Well, it's available for order at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and those are actually pre-orders, but it showed up early, and it'll be in the bookstores at the end of the month, nationwide Barnes & Noble or whatever your favorite bookstore is. I'd love to have you check it out. It's called E-Riches 2.0, but the free information is at ScottFox.com. You don't have to pay for it if you don't want to. There's plenty of free information at ScottFox.com.
All right, excellent. Scotty, thanks. We appreciate your time as always, buddy.
My pleasure, Kate. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well. Scott Fox, tell you what, he really, and you heard what he just said there, he's had so much success online that he donates all the money from his books to charity. And he's a guy who used the tools that he learned at Stanford Law School. And I mentioned the mentoring thing. He's a mentor to students at Harvard Business School, and he's an instructor at the Learning Annex as well. So, good way to make some money. Go on the internet, check it out, figure it out. He's right, it's pretty easy to do. If you can peck at a keyboard and you have an internet connection, you can probably get it done. Talking about Michael Savage being banned from England next on America Tonight.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Music. I like this song. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight. You can shoot me an email day or night, americatonight.net. The Michael Savage story is interesting. I don't know if you've heard this or not. Do you know who Michael Savage is? He talks like this. He has a very, I didn't even do it justice, but he has a gravelly kind of New York voice. He's been around for a while doing a talk show that is on the Talk Radio Network. And he's been banned from entering the UK. Now, whether you think Michael Savage is an idiot or you like Michael Savage, kind of give me a break with this deal coming out of England. Ooh, talk about being too politically correct. This is why you have to thank God every day. I'm serious that you live in the United States, because to me, geez, this is just ridiculous. Let me go deeper into this. Now, I totally disagree with what he said about autistic kids. I thought it was brutal. But here's basically why in a nutshell. He called the Quran the book of hate. Okay? I mean, so what? He called it the book of hate. And, of course, he's referring to the extremists, the jihadists, and the whole 9/11 thing on the heels of all that sort of stuff. Now, he did make a comment about children with autism, saying that probably a child with autism is like a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out, and that infuriated tons of people across the United States. And if, I can't imagine having a child with autism. It's a really tough thing. And all this stuff about over-vaccinations, and did that lead to what's happened to some kids, and the whole idea of what they're eating, and that could have led to some things. And, oh, there's so much that we really are just learning even about autism, and there's such a political fight about it that I thought that was a brutal thing to say. So I completely disagree with that. But whether I disagree with his thoughts, philosophies, opinions, or, like I said, hate his radio show, the bottom line is, what is the deal with the people in England? Because what they have is this sort of hit list. They publish a list of people who are absolutely barred from entering the country for allegedly fostering, and I said this before, extremism or hatred, including Muslim extremists. So they are included on the list. And, of course, Savage is on the list. There's an Israeli settler who is on the list. There's a jailed Russian gang member who's on the list. And what happened was, there's a home secretary, which is the UK's law and order chief, basically. And it's a woman named Jackie Smith. And she decided to publish the names of the 22 people who have been banned by the government since October, so that people could understand what sort of behavior Britain wasn't going to tolerate. Wow! You cannot come into our country if you say terrible things. Are you kidding? Has she been in any of those pubs? Oh, let me tell you, I was in those pubs, and there's pretty rough things going on in the underground there. So she's saying that it's public interest reasons for some of the people that she didn't disclose on the list, because there were other people there. She didn't care about Michael Savage, obviously. She threw him under the bus. But I think he would have said it on the radio show anyway. The idea of this list is insane, brother. I mean, it's insane to me. Some of the people on the list, of course, criticized it, because you're talking about a wide swath of people that have been basically told to shove off. And I think that's incredible. I think that's incredible that you have a woman who's in a position that she's in, that the law and order, basically UK's law and order chief, and that's what you do. You put together this hit list of extremists who, and they're not extremists. Like, we're not saying, oh, you're a bomber, you're on the most wanted list, you're suspected of this or whatever. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's a talk show host in the United States of America. I mean, come on. Give me a break. So I'm going to have to call big time foul on the folks in the UK. I mean, was he thinking of going there anytime soon? Who knows? But obviously he can't go there. And I would assume, knowing Savage, he's going to rally the troops that listen to his show and tell everybody not to fly to England and boycott the trips to England, which now people aren't flying as much anyway because of the so-called recession. I shouldn't say so-called. I mean, obviously, we're in a recession, and people are concerned. So less people are flying. And actually, from New York, you can get pretty good deals to England, at least the flights anyway. He is going to take it a step further besides that. He's considering taking legal action against specifically the woman who put the list together. Because, and he's right. He's saying she's linking me with mass murderers who were imprisoned for killing Jewish children on buses. So, you know, he said the funny thing, the country where the Magna Carta was created. I mean, he has a good point. Give me a break. And there are other people on the list, like Stephen Don Black. Do you remember that name? He's the founder of a white supremacist website. And, Of course, he was in a huge HBO documentary and has been called the godfather of hate on the Internet. Also, there's an anti-gay preacher. His name is Fred Phelps Sr., and he's got a church in Topeka, Kansas. And he's been barred from going there as well. He's been banned as well for preaching what he preaches, which is, again, another thing that's crazy. How really big can this guy be in Kansas that you'd be concerned if he went over there? Now, the other guys, if you've got, you have like a Lebanese man who was once jailed for murdering four Israelis, oh, I get that. And then somebody else involved with military training camps, okay, that makes sense to me. But so crazy to think of this list and some of the other people who are on it. So anyway, let me shoot you the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, fair or foul. What do you think of the Brits for pushing this forward? Or you can flip me a note at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Like I said, when I saw this, the first thing I thought of is, who cares about the Savage angle? Because it, you may think he's terrible as well, or you might not agree with his point of view. But the bottom line is, I mean, give me a break with publishing a list like that. And how do you decipher the extremists from people who are murderers? And that's what you put out. You know, it's like when you go to the post office and you see the most wanted list. Can you imagine if you saw like talk show hosts on there and other people that were anti-gay preachers and stuff like on theirs? I mean, please. There's another list that's kind of interesting that Playboy is coming out with. They've decided that they are going to put together, and I guess they put it together, an issue that is actually worshiping women that keep their clothes on for a living. Yeah. They picked the sexiest female CEOs, and they're calling it Women on Top. Yeah. I didn't make that up. I'm serious. So you look at some of these CEOs. I wonder how they – well, obviously they said they would be photographed, but they're not photographed nude. They have suits on. I mean, they look like CEOs. And I guess it's kind of interesting that they're featured there. And I don't, you know, I haven't looked at a Playboy, obviously, in a long time. Matt, are you there? You might be able to help me with this one. But
yes.
Do you think the male population will find that interesting to have the women CEOs in the issue? I mean, they're not naked or anything, like I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it's a different take on something that Playboy does. You know, it's a little stringing around the norm, you know, it's not what they normally do. So I don't know, it'll probably work for them. They did the, what did they do? The girls of Home Depot or Walmart or something like that.
Oh,
one time.
That's right. I remember that. And Certainly there have been some women that have gotten in trouble for posing at Playboy. Like they've had women cops and women firefighters, and that's always real dicey when you decide to do it. But those women were women who took their clothes off. These women, according to what I've seen, that's not what they're doing. It talks about their company, how many employees they have, when the company was founded, you know, that kind of stuff. Like the CEO of Lifeway Foods, she's in there, and their revenue is almost $40 million from last year. She's super, super attractive, like 33 years old, and then just basically tells her story. So I guess that's kind of flattering. How about that? So two different lists. How about that, too? All right. I got to step away, and I got to tell you, on the way out, remember, we still live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, particularly the fact that we don't have lists that put talk show hosts on it, at least not yet. The Fairness Doctrine isn't here anyway.